Greetings. We present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
At CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca.
We are your master overseers, Drew JC
and Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative genres, and other unique discoveries near and far.
Join us as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon.
Hello, good sentries.
Hello.
Yes. Today is it's going to be a peculiar, special, and awesome observational session with you all. It's going to be very open, honest, and as you can tell, it's like for me coming up anticipating this broadcast, it's just like being on air for the first time again, but it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
So I guess I will, lots of things have been going on for a while now. It's like lots of hardship and just recently lots of, positivity and love from everyone that I know and personally. And through You Good Sentries and a bunch of the artists that we play here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. I wouldn't be able to improv this next session, I guess, or this talk session. So I call this my personal declaration, abridged for radio, of course, because I had posted this a few weeks ago personally on my Facebook account, and it does include swearing, so I've censored that out.
Keep it PG. Yeah, you kind of open the floodgates a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is me. This is me moving onward and beyond. Dear good sentries, regular and passing listeners of CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, listeners of present syndicate stations at CHLY 101.7 FM in Nanaimo, CJMP 90.1 FM in Powell River, and 101.5 UMFM in Winnipeg. The archival lands of these respective stations, and of course, friends, acquaintances, and family, past, present, and future, near and far. The past year of 2018 was filled with truly the greatest fantastic experiences in my life thus far, as well as the worst I have gone through ever before. Aside from other troubles I have been dealing with, I would like to bring to light one in particular now. In doing so, it will explain seemingly hidden personal moments that those that know me, you might have sensed from me in any form, mainly in person. It will be an achievement of mine of a New Year's resolution that I had originally set out for myself ever since 2018. Most of all, it will lighten myself of this pointless struggle from having kept it secret for so long and not being able to express myself freely to release it into the ether and not giving into negativity and embracing positivity. To word it quite simply, I am gay. This aspect of my individuality I have had the most trouble coming to terms with and confirming for myself, thus keeping it a secret from everyone until this past year. As many of you may know, I do not keep my learning disability a secret. I would prefer it, and I prefer the word adversity actually over disability. I am open about that, and I have compensated for it to the best of my abilities since I was young. But maybe partially because of it, it made this emotive confession more difficult and much longer time coming than I would have wanted. Also, I am quite a shy person in nature. In addition, in my current life situation, try as I might, I do not see or talk to a lot of friends and people in general. So I feel more comfortable reading this message to you all here. It was not until starting university actually here at the University of Guelph back in 2009 that I started to have these feelings and attractiveness towards the same sex, as a university environment is much more open to freer self expression and acceptance than what I was exposed to before. It took me many years throughout the last decade, I guess, to work through it myself about this realization about my sexual orientation. That has been another hardship. Through it all, I had to deal with it with myself. I never felt confident to talk about this with anyone, family or friends, because of the fear of being hated upon and rejected, thrown away. I've seen good stories of people coming out with positive, accepting outcomes and overwhelming support and love that comes with it, but also the terrible stories of disownment and disownment and verbal, physical hatred slammed against the LGBTQ community. I was not prepared for that latter part to happen to me yet. I was not confident and didn't feel confident and safe. CFRU has changed that for me. Especially when I started the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, the radio show I started back in late 2016. As any fresh new endeavor, it took time to adjust to the community campus radio environment and having to talk so much more than ever before. I remember just recently that I had to go to a specialist when I was a youngin' to get me to talk more. What a major difference compared to before joining the station, I can tell you that. If you have heard me on the radio recently compared to when I started, you would ask who that voice belonged to. More carefree, strong, certain, accepting of screw-up words and name pronunciations that would occur, unshaken and passionate. CFRU has been a blessing to me, to grow personally, and to become knowledgeable and sensible to alternative insights and outlooks, and to feel like I am part of a supportive, connected community. It allowed me to form a vast new scope of friends, both at the station and within Guelph, and around the world through the SMK's outreach. It has given me the courage to conduct my very first music interviews, which I will be continuing to conduct and improve my skills in. They allow me to feel more confident around others in social environments, allowing me exposure to and the confidence to volunteer at my very first couple of festivals, including Kazoo Fest, the Hillside Festival, and the Guelph Film Festival. The time at CFRU over the past 3 years has been very beneficial to me. It has been a safe second home alongside Guelph as a whole. It has helped me reach this point, this moment. If you have not figured out already from the station, from the radio music program that I started and have continued to be a part of, music has been what has kept me going and helped me through. Helped me through this internal struggle in all its forms, but especially concept albums. My personal best album of 2017 was Anathema's The Optimist, which tells the story of a person coming back. A story of a person coming back from the brink of drowning themselves at the end of Anathema's 2001 album, A Fine Day to Exit. I got to see Anathema perform in Toronto at the Opera House in 2017. In the very first song they performed, Untouchable Part 1 and 2, off of their Weather Systems 2012 album, when Lee Douglas, their female vocalist, enters singing, "Why should I follow my heart? Why should I follow my heart? Why should I fall apart?" I started crying, and I realized this was my moment of realization that I had to accept myself for who I am. An Incredible Work itself, another stanza of this song that sticks out for me. I had to let you go to the setting sun. I had to let you go and find a way back home. I have to let my past self-scared self go and move forward to find a better future for myself. My personal best album of 2018 is No Sounds Allow Yourself, which, based on the title alone, speaks magnitudes. Not only does the album include experimental production and instrumentation, but the topics described within the songs circulate around what the title explicitly says, what we all should strive for and what we should do to support each other in doing. Sorry, we should do to support each other in doing right now in these troubling times for us as human beings. Be your true self, express it with all, just for all to see, at your strongest and weakest moments. Because that is what a full experienced life is, to allow yourself. Let me make something clear. Coming out as gay to you and doing it now on public radio, I am doing it for myself. No one is making me do this in this avenue but myself. Being silent about my natural orientation has been crushing me inside, has made me feel uneasy, alone, isolated. Made me feel useless, insecure, and broken. I do not want that for myself anymore. I want to be free and true to myself, but in the process, honest to everyone in my life and honest to you, good centuries, on my own show for the first time. Take me as I am. I recently saw a fellow queer advocate write something that fits exactly with me right now, paraphrasing it here. I would rather be myself and hated rather than be what society wants and hating myself. I hope you see that this has been a courageous act for me to put forth a different color of courage as I push myself through tears now. I know now that I am surrounded, I have been surrounded by good, open-minded family and friends. I would love to hear your support, good centuries, and that you have, or that you have and will not harbor ill feelings for keeping this away from you, not feeling like I could trust you all as kind human beings. However, if the opposite is what comes forth with an antagonistic and homophobic stance, then you can drop off. I am gay. If you do not like that, I hope for the best in your narrow-minded, uncultured, uncomfortable, non-modern existence, because we will all return to the ground in the end where none of this matters. If you have a dialogue to exude, say it to me in your true being with the courage and ability that I have demonstrated here. Thanks are in order for those that have helped me to this point, if you knew it or not. First, I want to thank the first ever person that I came out to, my family doctor, for assuring me that this process would be all right. Next, my parents and brother for accepting this quality of mine and to continue supporting me during this hard time in my life. I deeply thank CFRU's incredible staff. To Alex, Chris, Andrea, Brian, Jenny, and Vish, fellow radio volunteers, and anyone who I have been in contact with in Guelph. For laying the foundations of a welcoming, safe, inclusive environment for me to make this moment happen. And finally, I cannot fathom the extent of things that needs to be showered upon my fellow co-host, my radio brother, my prog brother, my truest ally and supportive friend, Drew Jacy, the first friend I came out to, and how earnest he has been to help me through this period, reassuring me that he would be there for me reassuring me that he would be there for me whenever I needed to talk to. That is what I hope to hear from you all in your own special ways. If you have listened through all of my declaration, you are a true accepting person, and I thank you all. Let us make 2019 a year where we, together, walk amongst the darkness and bring forth the light. Yeah.
Yeah. Feel better?
It was something I needed to do for myself to move forward. Yeah.
Well, with the risk of sounding patronizing, I'm really proud of you, Nick. It's not an easy thing to do.
Thank you. Your support is like amongst the greatest that I treasure most, Drew.
Come on, I think it's only going to get better from here for you, man.
Thank you. It took longer than I thought. But yes. Yeah, how should we move forward then? What do you think, Drew?
With one of your favorite tunes.
Sure.
Or any final words or maybe some wisdom for other...
Oh, my words of wisdom that I usually tell my interviewees on for my music interviews, our interviews. Take the time that you need to understand yourself, but like personally, like individually, but also whenever you can, like get to get out there into the community pretty much and interact with people, learn about their experiences, their talents, their own journeys and struggles. And you'll learn. And you'll learn that you're not alone. And yeah, just be open to open up the people.
Sometimes one needs to seclude themselves for reflection, but you know, at times you don't realize how human you are until, yeah, that's exactly it, until you reach out to others, you know, and you put yourself out there and push through the discomfort. And
yeah, that's like CFRU has been a wonder for that. Yeah, because honestly, like Mississauga is, I don't want to speak bad of it because it is trying right now. It is trying to be a good place for, well, I guess I haven't experienced that myself. I guess from my experience, it's not supportive of local music. It's certainly maybe not true, but I have not seen it in my experience. But so hopefully, the radio station out there, CFRE, we'll get up and running, because that will help lots of people in Mississauga connect and come out together. And hopefully also the Mississauga Music nonprofit organization will get more active.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay, why don't we get some music going so we can... push onward. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm very fortunate actually to have been able to communicate online from afar from a great guy from the UK and a very influential Prague artist who is also a gay Prague artist, and I'm very happy to feature him on the show and to know him personally through that venture, Joe Payne. I heard about him through his previous work with an older Prague band, the Anaid, who is also led by a gay artist, a gay musician. And so Joe has left that band to start pursue his own solo career, and his music is so wonderful, and it's really helped me through this transition of coming out, and because it did sound like from reading some interviews and from Prague Magazine actually and other stuff online, that he has gone through some serious mental illness as well, and I'm very happy to support him here on the show. Get into that. Joe, his solo project is called That Joe Payne. His first ever release was the single called I Need a Change, which is deals with his struggles with mental illness, in particular anxiety and depression, which, I guess I've never been, I don't tested for that, but at times I have felt really depressed from feeling alone with keeping my orientation a secret. So yeah, let's jump into that song now. It's actually my my personal best top song of 2018. So here is That Joe Payne with I Need a Change.
Left to lose. when my life slips through my hands. Save me, the love that you gave me, 'cause it's just an anchor and the water. To hate me while I've lost my fight, that's all I need. Faded behind a smile, now you'll never see me cry. Maybe I'm in denial, but it's 'cause I'm scared. So save me, love that you gave me, 'cause I don't deserve it, and it's holding me. Break me, find reasons to hate me, 'cause I've always failed at trophies. Well, that's all I need. My mind is full with an ugly thought. I need a change, and you'd be better with me gone. 'Cause there's a bitter taste, and my body's feeling weak when I'm strong. I need a change, and you'd be better, yeah. Yeah, you'd be better with me gone. The black dog bites, he puts up quite a fight. He looks at me with those sad eyes. Dear life, I'm leaving you, 'cause you have no reason to save me. I'm not who you made me. I don't wanna hurt you, and it kills me that I'll have. You'd be better. Yeah, 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 you'd be better. See, I've an aging face, and my mind is full with an ugly thought. I need a change.
Strength. I want to feel what it's like when to feel what it's like when what I lost comes back to life to heal my battered heart. Under the fragmented sky. save my life.
Or that was Lunatic Soul. It's a solo project by Marius Duda, the Polish musician, bassist, composer for Riverside. This is one of his solo ventures, A Thousand Shards of Heaven off of 2017's Fractured. His music has been another inspiration and like a comfort to know that other people have go through the same heartbreak and struggles, even if it's a little different in this case, because Marias's band made from Riverside, the guitarist died like a few years ago, and then around the time of this album, his father passed away, so he was going through lots of internal grief for the loss of so many close people in his lives. And that A Thousand Shards of Heaven fits well with like just the lyrics actually like resonates with me, which, if you excuse me, Laura, I'm going to actually grab the, we played it on vinyl, so I want to grab the vinyl liner notes. And that was just the chair, by the way.
The chairs are rather creaky here in the studio.
What's a good, I guess the main chorus, or the, yeah, the main chorus. I want to feel what it's like when sorrow turns to strength. I want to feel what it's like when there's no screeches in my head. I want to feel what it's like when dreams of mine don't leave a mark on my battered heart. And also another line, like from the verses, is, I'm not a prisoner. Not anymore. Yeah, and again, we started, the first music we heard was by That Joe Payne, a gay prog artist. Very fortunate to know him and play his music, with I Need a Change, which certainly I needed a change from being silent and struggling alone. I'm feeling like the next song, which is actually will be an anthema, we will start off with that in the next hour. We'll play some PSA promos. But I guess before we go straight into that, to lay out some description on that song. So we're going to be playing at within the next hour an anthema's Untouchable, both parts 1 and 2, off of their 2012 album Weather Systems. I kind of described a bit of it in my declaration speech, and how it was, I guess a lot of these songs that I resonate with is pretty much, I kind of take it, like I process it as myself, like in the present or even the future, talking to my past self. I guess in this case, sorry, I'm blanking. So, yeah, let's get to PSA, PSAs right now, and then we'll talk more about it after we listen to Anathema and Untouchable Part 1 and Part 2.